Thanks for joining us today. We want to hear how God is using our ministry to make a difference in your life today. Send your story to mystory@oceansunite.com. And we also want to say that if you are encouraged and you want to partner with our ministry, go to oceansunite.com, select the giving option that best suits you. And we want to thank you for your participation, and we want to bless you.
Amen. So, just if you're new, just do what everybody else does, and no one will know. Amen. I have not worn a suit since our first grand opening. Amen. So this is not normal. Amen. I normally preach in jeans. So praise God. Hallelujah. I wanted to dress nice for today. Amen. But I'm very excited about the word that I have for you guys this morning. And I really just want to get into it. So let's go to 2 Chronicles 26, verse number 3. 2 Chronicles 26, verse number 3. Amen. All right. 2 Chronicles 26, verse number 3. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecholiah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Uzziah was a very good king. And the Bible says that all the days that he sought the Lord made him prosper. The Bible says that he did what was right in the sight of God. So in all standards of looking at the different kings, we see a king here who was doing things right. And the word says, and what I want us to focus on, is that it says, for as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. So we see that God blessed him, made him prosper during the time that he actually sought the Lord. But during that time, and as he was seeking God, he did something that caused something to shift. But what I want us to pay attention to, and what we need to understand, is that God is not a man that he should lie, number one. God does not see as man sees. God always looks at our hearts. So when I read what I'm about to read to you, you must understand that it goes a lot deeper than one incident, because God always looks at our hearts. So a lot of things take place. This king was doing things right, and you must understand there's not one word in the Bible that is put there for no reason. Specifically, it says that for as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now let's jump a little bit to verse number 16. 2 Chronicles 26, verse number 16. And I want to show you what happens to this king's heart that causes the Lord's hand to lift off him. Amen. But when he was strong, his heart was filled up to his destruction. Now you see, there it shows you that he'd become strong in the Lord. And obviously he became, you know, it says lifted up. He was lifted up, so it suggests that maybe he became a little bit full of himself. To his own destruction. So before the incident takes place, we know that his heart had grown a little bit cold or a little bit weary. It wasn't quite where it was before. And an incident's about to take place that actually causes destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Now here's the key. What's about to take place is what causes a shift. Then Uzziah became furious. So after the rebuke, the priest comes in and rebukes him. Immediately, instead of stepping back and saying, I've made a mistake, the first thing he does is he retaliates and he becomes furious. And he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar. And Uzziah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. So they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out. Behold, the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Wow. What I want us to take note of is something takes place in this king's house, in life, who has been ruling well, who has been following the Lord, doing the Lord's will, but his heart begins to change and he disobeys God. Listen, all of a sudden something takes place and now he gets struck with leprosy. In our lives, things take place as well. And when something takes place, we need to make a decision with how we deal with those things that take place. In our lives, unforeseen things can happen. Something bad might happen to you. You may not even deserve it. But suddenly, in your walk with God, something happens. Something happens to you. For example, maybe you get a sickness. Maybe all of a sudden financial calamity hits your house. Maybe your kids all of a sudden turn away from God. Something unforeseen suddenly happens. And when that unforeseen thing happens to you, God is looking at you to see how will you respond. How will you respond? Many of us, oftentimes when something goes wrong, immediately, this is so unfair, God. How can you do this to me, God? We begin to blame God. And it's kind of natural for us to do that, but that's not the way we should do it. Thank you for those few solitary amens. Listen, there's nothing more painful than losing a loved one unexpectedly. There's nothing worse than suddenly finding out that you're sick, that your spouse is sick, that your children are sick, that a loved one, your father, your cousin, whoever, a family member, all of a sudden becomes ill. And oftentimes as believers, our natural reaction is to begin to fight with God, is to begin to blame God. And this is exactly what happens to King Uzziah. In that moment, after he gets rebuked, he gets struck with leprosy because his heart's bad. But what I want to talk more about is what does he do after that? Because the word does not tell us that he repents. You see, in that moment, he gets struck with leprosy. He could easily have just stepped back and said, "Oh God, have mercy on me." And I believe everything would have been different for him. But instead, he gets upset. He gets furious. They throw him out of the temple and he goes to his grave in that condition. The reality is that so many of us, this is a common thing. This happens. This happens to so many believers. And many of you will stay in church, but you'll have anger, you'll have hurt in your heart. You will not know the presence of God. It's like you are living a spiritual leprosy. And you don't want to have to go through that. Amen. Now, I want to show you something very powerful. Watch this now. I want to show you a different response. Watch. Let's go to Isaiah 6, verse number 1. And it's ironic the way this passage is about to start. Are you guys all okay? Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died. I don't know about you, but to me, the way that this starts is just something interesting. the same year that King Uzziah dies, something very supernatural happens to Isaiah in the same place that Uzziah got struck with leprosy. Watch now. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. So Isaiah is in the temple. Maybe he's worshiping, I don't know. But he's in the temple and he has this vision. And the Lord appears and he's high and lifted up and his robe fills the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And he cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Now watch. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." The reality is when God comes before us, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, when the truth is put before you, something happens in your heart. All of a sudden, you begin to recognize or take note of the condition of your heart. The presence of God fills the temple, and Isaiah is busy worshiping. And when the presence of God comes, he immediately recognizes that he is a man of unclean lips. Immediately he recognizes that he has sin in his life. Immediately he recognizes that he's not worthy. He recognizes that he needs some serious help. Amen. And he begins to cry out. When he starts to see, the Holy Spirit begins to convict him of the condition of his heart. And immediately he says, "I'm undone." In other words, I'm in trouble. If King Uzziah, who was a good man, gets struck with leprosy when God judges, what's going to happen to me? This is what he's thinking, perhaps. I don't know. Amen. But what's important is to recognize the response of Isaiah. He begins to confess his sin immediately. As soon as he recognizes the glory, the power that God is there in that place, immediately in that moment where anything can happen, he makes a decision to begin to repent and watch the response of the Lord. Then one of the seraphim flew to him, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongue from the altar. The reality is when Isaiah repented, immediately what takes place is the fire of God, which comes in a coal this time and gets put on his lips and burns his lips. Because suddenly, when you repent, when the presence of God comes, when you give your life to him, what happens in that moment is if you say, "Lord, I need you. I want you. I repent, Father. I turn from my wicked ways." Immediately in that moment, the fire of God comes to you. And it burns out the junk in our lives. Matthew 3 verse 11, we'll come back to the story. Matthew 3 verse 11 says this, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." You must understand that when you encounter the presence of God, when you say, "Lord, I'm here, I'm undone, I recognize I am unholy, my lips are not worthy, Father," and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes upon you, what he does is he fills you. But he will not only fill you with his Spirit, he will also fill you with his fire. That fire, listen, That fire is what the church is missing right now. It's that fire that cleanses us. It's that fire that purges us. It's that fire that burns out the junk inside of us. It's that fire that gives us passion. It's that fire that gives us zeal. It's that fire that we need to make it. In Jesus' name. Isaiah was touched with a coal of fire. Verse number 7, and he touched my mouth with it. Now watch. And I said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. You see, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the fire is not here to judge you. Why would Jesus baptize you with the Spirit and fire to judge you? His fire has been sent so that it can purify you. His fire has been sent so that you can overcome sin. His fire has been sent to take away your guilt and your shame. His fire has been sent to give you a passion and a zeal for Him, for His presence, for His life, for His love. Listen, I can't help the way I am. The reason why I am like this, the reason why I have this passion, the reason why I have this zeal is because I have His fire burning on the inside of me, and I cannot be silent. I cannot be silent. Now it's amazing to see the difference in his attitude before the coal of fire touches his lips and the attitude of himself afterwards. Watch now. Verse number 8. Amen. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, or here am I. Send me. Listen, a few minutes ago, he was saying, I'm undone. I'm not worthy. My mouth, my lips are impure. Now the fire comes upon him. The fire burns him. And now he's encountered the presence and the fire of the Spirit of God. And when that happens and God says, listen, who am I going to send to take this that I've given you? Who am I going to send to take this out into the nations? He says, here am I, Lord. Send me, Lord. All of a sudden, he has a boldness. All of a sudden, he has a passion. All of a sudden, he has a zeal. All of a sudden, he has this fire burning inside of him. 2 minutes ago, he's saying, I'm undone. I've got no chance. I want to hide under a rock. Now, all of a sudden, he's saying, send me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Take my life, Lord. Use me, Father. The reality is, when you have an encounter with the living God, and His fire comes upon you, and His Spirit comes upon you, you will change. You will go from being a passive Christian, to becoming a passionate Christian. You will be filled with zeal. You will be filled with passion. You will be filled with fire. Listen, there are people sitting here this morning, and your life, your walk with God, has been a dry and thirsty land. And I'm here to tell you that God is about to awaken you. God is about to take you out of your slumber. You see, what happens is, once He touches you with His fire, you begin to see as He sees. You begin to hear as He hears. I want to show you what the prophet Isaiah saw approximately 700 years before the Christ went to the cross. After this experience, Isaiah 53, verse number 3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Listen, once the fire of God comes upon your life, Jesus becomes a reality to you. Listen, this fire, which was not even for that time, comes upon this prophet. And what it does to him is it makes him begin to see Jesus Christ. What it does for him is it opens his eyes to the Messiah, to the one who was and is to come. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Listen, he is from the beginning. He was and always will be. Listen, once that fire comes upon you and begins to change you and begins to touch you, all of a sudden you can only see Jesus, because it's Jesus that gives life. It's Jesus that is the truth. It's Jesus that is the way, and he will take you and he will put you in a position where he will begin to use you. Amen. The fact of the matter is, if he came, the one who is holy, if he came to baptize us with his Holy Spirit and fire, where's the fire? Where is it? Why has the church become so fireless? We have become program orientated. Let's try and make our production as good as the world, like the world. Listen, I like nice churches, amen? But that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is falling in love with him. What it's all about is discovering his grace and his goodness and his love for you. And when you do, when you choose and you say, Lord, I've had enough of my wicked ways. Listen, when Uzziah was presented with a situation that caused him grief, what he did was, instead of repenting, he chose to have pride in his heart. He didn't repent. Listen, many of us are in that position, have been in that position where God is saying, listen, it's time for you to turn from your wicked ways. It's time for you to turn from your sin and those things that are holding you back. It's time for you now. Like it was with Isaiah, when all of a sudden the presence of God comes, that moment comes in your life where God says, listen, I give you the opportunity to choose between life and death. What do you choose? And if you say, Lord, please, I'm undone. Lord, take my life like Isaiah did. Not only will he touch you, not only will he save you, but he will also send his fire. He will send his Holy Spirit, and he will touch you, and he will change you, and he will use you. Listen, this morning in this place, I pray, Father, right now, in the precious and mighty name of your Son, Jesus, I pray right now that you will move amongst your people, Father. Lord, I am undone. I am weak, but you are strong. I know, Father, that I can't do anything, but Holy Spirit, like it was with Isaiah that day, I pray that you will go out right now amongst your people in this crowd, and you will begin to touch them, and you will begin to speak to them, and you will begin to cause them, Father, to look inside their hearts, Father, for you have called every single one of us. Your word says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Good thoughts, thoughts to prosper you, thoughts to give you a future, thoughts to give you a hope. Father, I pray this morning that we will become a people that get ignited with your love, that get ignited with your fire and your passion. And we will always, once this happens, look towards you, Jesus. For didn't the Holy Spirit not say that he would be the one who would lead us and guide us and teach us all things that you have done? And so right now, if you have come into this place this morning and you say, Pastor Alex, I need to make my life right with Him. I need to encounter Him. I need His fire. I need this love. I need this Jesus. If that's you right now, if you're online as well, I just want to ask you if you would lift your hand so I can pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Hands going up everywhere. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Once you lift your hand, you can put it down. God bless you. Thank you so much. Hands all over. Thank you, ma'am. Put your hands down. If there's anybody else that says, Pastor Alex, I have served the Lord, but I don't know this fire, this passion. I don't have this in my life. If that's you and you want me to include you in this prayer, thank you, ma'am. Just lift your hands. Thank you. Thank you. I see the hands going up everywhere. God bless you. You can put them down. Thank you. Thank you in the back. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Can we all stand for just a moment, please? If you are one of those that lifted your hand this morning, we're going to make a prayer. We're going to pray together, and I'm going to ask the whole congregation to pray this with me. But if you lifted your hand this morning, pray this prayer from the very bottom of your heart. The Bible says that we should confess our sins. And He is good and faithful. He will forgive us. And we confess that He is Lord of our lives. And in that moment when we say, Lord, I give my heart to You, in that moment, He will touch you. He will touch you right where you are in your seat. Let's all pray this together. Father, I come to You this morning in this place, in the name of Jesus, I give my heart to You. I give my life to You. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and is the Son of God. Write my name in Your book of life. Father, fill me with Your Holy Spirit and Your fire in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray that You will fill every single person in this place with Your Spirit, with Your love. Father, I pray that You will come upon them right now. Just lift your hands, everybody in this place. Just lift your hands and begin to cry out to Him. Say to Him, Father, give me fresh oil. Father, give me fresh fire. Holy Spirit, come upon me this morning. Lord, I pray right now in this place that You will come and You will baptize us with Your Holy Spirit and Your fire. Right now in this place, fill every person. Lord, those that need a touch in their hearts, touch them now. Those that need healing, Father, heal them now. Those that need deliverance, Lord, deliver them now. Father, we give You all the glory. We give You all the praise. We give You all the honor in Jesus' precious name, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Can we give the Lord a big shout and a clap? Come on. Yeah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You may take your seats for just a moment. Thank you so much to every one of you. Now, I want to tell you that I've just set the stage for what's about to take place the next 3 nights. It is our Holy Spirit Fire Conference, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night. And tonight I'm going to go more into the fire, because whether you've been a believer for 5 minutes or 50 years, that fire needs to stay kindled in our hearts. And I'm going to share on that tonight, and I'm going to minister to the people the next 3 nights. We believe in God for miracles, for signs and wonders. We believe in God for breakthrough. We believe in God for prophecy. Listen, if you're used to a place where this happened, this is normal here. We pray for the sick. We lay hands on those who need to be delivered. We believe in a supernatural God. We believe in a God who touches, who saves, who delivers. We believe in a God who is alive. Can you say, our God is alive? Come on. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So come back at 6 o'clock. God bless you. thank you so much for being here. Let me just close in prayer. Father, we thank you for everything that you have done tonight. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for making this such a special occasion. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for every precious person that came out this morning. I pray the hand of the Lord be upon every one of you, that His grace and His mercy will follow you all the days of your life, that His angels will protect you. Lord, I pray that you will cover them, hide them from the enemy, and bless them this week. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. And I pray right now that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the communion with the Spirit be with every one of you as you go now in the peace of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thanks for joining us. We hope that this message has inspired you in so many ways. If you would like to support our ministry, or if you would like more messages, you can find that at www.oceansunite.com. Once again, we are so excited to have you as a part of the family. Have a wonderful day.